I'm here in Talla Library and I'm talking to Maureen Gallagher. Maureen, you came a long way to be here this morning. You came over for a wedding.
I did, yes. I came over from Spain, from Alicante. I'm going to a wedding on Saturday. It's a cousin's wedding. And I heard from my mother's neighbour, my mother died a couple of weeks ago. Her neighbour was telling me all about you and said that you were interested in knowing about Ernie. I was married to Redmond Gallagher, and I'll give you as much information as I can.
Right, OK. Now, let me start with your own life. You're a Gallagher, or sorry, you're a McGrath yourself. Where did you come from and where
My mother came from West Kerry, from Ventry.
And what was her name?
Fitzgerald, Kathleen Fitzgerald. And she lived in Ard the Vohor. And our neighbours were the O'Shea's, Paddy O'Shea.
Famous
Paddy.
Yes.
And my mother was one of, I think, five or six. And she won a scholarship to Monaghan, the Louis Nuns in Monaghan.
Yes.
And my grandmother had a very hard life, and all she wanted for her kids were to be educated. So this was a great opportunity. So my mother went to Monaghan, and after that she went to Carysfort and became a teacher. And she ended up being headmistress of the Virgin Mary Girls' School in Ballymun. My mother was there at the founding of Ballymun. She was one of the first teachers to be in Ballymun.
What's your mother's... What's her name?
Kathleen Fitzgerald.
And what year did she go in there?
Into Ballymun?
Yes.
Whenever it started.
Yeah, really. But that's a fantastic part of your life.
Yeah.
And how many siblings?
There's six of us all together. I'm the eldest of six. And my father worked for the ESB and he was one of the light men.
Yeah.
Do you remember the fellas that went around putting in the light down the country long ago when there was no light?
Yes.
And the ESB came and these fellas were putting up the poles and the...
This was the rural electrification.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how my mother met my father.
And where was your father from?
He's from Clonmel. And any time you get he has a whiskey or two, he loves to sing the Nair Valley. What's that song? Shlevenamon.
Oh, yes.
He's from the Nair Valley.
Talk to me about your mother's side of the family. How far back in her family can you go? Who was her grandmother?
Oh, her grandmother came from Slayhead. And the family is still there. Daly. And I went back actually a couple of years ago to see them with my mother. And at the time, yeah, it was quite funny because at that summer, they just brought out this lovely book called Bibina. Did you read that book?
I'm familiar
with
it. Yeah,
yeah. And a lot of the old people, my mother knew them. And we called around to see them. And I have a photograph of myself with... I think it must be my great-grandmother in front of a stack of hay. And it's a very old picture. And when I went to West Kerry, somebody told me exactly who they were. But like I got so tangled up with Redmond.
Yeah.
That I kind of... But I have very fond memories of Ard the Vohor.
And her her father, where did he come from?
He came from a place called Goolan, which is near Lispole. Mm-hmm. And, no, it's the other way around. My grandfather came from Slayhead. Mm. And my grandmother came from Goolan, a small little enclave near Lispole. And she was married off to him. And they had a small farm in Ventry. And my grandfather was a very bad alcoholic. So my grandmother had to do practically everything. He was a very nice man. Everybody loved him. But the drink. Finally, anyway, he gave up the drink. And by the time I was born and by the time my siblings, my sisters and brothers, and we just remember a very nice granddad who always smelled of Fisherman's Friend peppermints. I think that was sort of to try and help him to give up the drink. And my grandmother had a very hard time. I remember her out digging potatoes and bringing cattle home to be milked. And God, times were very hard. Those women had a hard life. But still, she never flinched. She wanted them all to be educated. So my mother went to Monaghan. I have an uncle then who was, he became a teacher as well. And he ended up in Bulawayo in Africa. Another aunt, my godmother, she ended up a teacher as well. And she went to Bulawayo as well. And then the youngest sister, my mother brought her to Dublin. Because in that time now, the granny was getting old. And she wanted somebody at home with her. And she thought she'd keep the youngest two at home. And my mother was very forthright and said, no, 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 no. And she brought that sister to Dublin. And she went into Sir Patrick Dunn's doing nursing. She qualified and she eventually had her own family. And then the youngest boy, Ollie, he was terrible, he wouldn't go to school. And the granny was delighted because he'd be helping her around the yard and all the rest. And eventually he went to America. He married a girl from Cabra, I think, and her family were in New Jersey somewhere. And then there's another aunt. She also went to America, working in somebody's house. There was a lot of them that time.
Yeah.
Went from West Kerry to New York to work as servant girls.
That's right.
So that's another aunt. She married out in America, and she's still alive.